It's time for the most comprehensive sports talk show on the air, The Sports Attack. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
Who just dropped his headphones on the floor. I don't know how the hell I did that. Well, good day, America. Welcome to The Sports Attack. I'm Bob Black, Senator of Better Way on the West Coast, making sure it stays on the air. Not always the easiest of tasks. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. We got us a lot of affiliates all around the country. And when we do, well, guess what? We get listened to, and that's a beautiful thing. You know, you could be heading anywhere. You know, you're in Memphis. Upstate New York, I think we still got one. We got them all over the place. But with that being said, you know, everything has changed because it's not just listening in your car anymore, which, by the way, if you do, you can get us on Sirius and XM and all that kind of good stuff every once in a while. But it's about where you're heading, where you're going, how you need to adapt, or how we need to adapt to you. And that's actually more important. Look, the radio on the go aspect of what we talk about each and every day is the real deal. The fact is you're heading to the gym, you're getting the kids off to school, you're going to work, you're at work, whatever the circumstances may be. Well, guess what? If you're sitting at your desk already, you got the old clunky PC fired up and away you go and all that kind of good stuff. Well, it's all right because you can go right to our website, the award-winning website, and click on the Listen Live button, Sports Byline USA, and boom. There we are. You got you some Sports Attack live and in living color. Don't go by the old picture because it's, well, old. The other aspect of it, you download the apps, iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher. Go to Listen Live. There we are. Yet again, no picture this time. However, you can also grab the archive stuff, which is really, really cool. More important for us, the American Forces Radio Network. You know, here we are. Holidays right around the corner. This is my last show till after Christmas. And I got to tell you, not all the guys and girls get to go home. You know, they'll get the phone calls. They'll get the Snapchat. They'll get, you know, Skype Live with the picture. Doesn't matter. You know, thank them. Wish them a Merry Christmas. We'll be right back.
Celebrate the new year on a new floor at Lumber Liquidators year-end flooring clearance sale. Save big on over 200 floors. Get the lowest price of the year on our thickest water-resistant laminate and wood-look waterproof flooring. Get pre-finished hardwood up to 35% off, bamboo up to 33% off, and take an extra 15% off clearance in-store. Get more from 49 cents while supplies last, plus professional installation and special financing. Don't wait. Get to your local Lumber Liquidators today.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. rates. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
Pooldog.com is the best place to buy billiard supplies online. In addition to having the guaranteed lowest prices and the largest selection of pool cues and accessories in the industry, Pooldog also provides unsurpassed customer service with free shipping on orders over $99, including to APOs, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee. And be sure to use the code SPORTS at checkout for a 5% discount on your order. Give them a call at 866-843-3249 and sign up for a free catalog or go to pooldog.com. That's pooldog.com.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Welcome back to the Attack. I'm Bob Black. Senator Roberto White on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Hoping your Christmas shopping is all done, you know, because you're running out of time. You still got the weekend, which is good. Everybody's off of work for the most part. Not everybody, but most people. And you go check it out. Get your hind end to the outlet mall or wherever you're going, and good luck with the crowds, because I don't think you can do anything online at this point and get it there. I guess overnight shipping can get it to you by Sunday, and FedEx and UPS runs on Sunday, but that's it. And you'll be paying some premium dollar. Make you holla. At Bob Black 71 at Sports Byline USA. Bittersweet morning in the world of sports. And Dick Enberg passed away. And Dick Enberg, just the sweetest, nicest man. And just a voice that, just one of those guys. Wasn't a screamer, wasn't a yeller, didn't have a catchphrase. I don't know, he might have had a catchphrase. I don't know, nothing I remember. But he was in the business for 60 years, called 10 Super Bowls, UCLA baseball. He worked for everybody. And he was supposed to fly up to Boston on Thursday, but he didn't get there. They found him dead in his home with his bags packed and ready to go. You know, he got his big break calling UCLA basketball games. And basketball was where he had his cat, his oh my. You know, but it wasn't a scream, oh my. Not George Takei, Dick Enberg. And he called a lot of Major League Baseball games, a couple of no-hitters. Worked at ESPN, CBS, NBC. He was the number one NFL voice at NBC with Merlin Olsen. They were a good team. They were a real good team. And he got to call a couple of incredible basketball games. He got the game of the century between Houston and UCLA. He got the Notre Dame game when Notre Dame broke UCLA's 70-plus winning streak. And he also got the Magic Johnson-Larry Bird title game back in 1979. He was just a class act. I had the opportunity to meet him a couple of times. You know, just a handshake and a hi. You know. But he was right there with the big time play by play guys like Kirk Gowdy and Jackson and Jim McKay and Pat Summerall and Ernie Harwell and Vince Scully. And, you know, they've all fallen by the wayside except, you know, for Vince and Keith. But, you know, he was just a class act. You know, a good, great guy. He was easy to work with in the booth, from what I understand. You know, and you think back to the glory days of the NFL when they were really jump-starting. You know, and you had Olsen and Enberg in one booth, and you had John Madden and Pat Summerall in the other booth, in Brookshire as well. You can't leave him out of the conversation. And there was no hint of illness. He stepped out in 2016 away from the Padre games, and he just felt it was time. And he could have parachuted in for games. I'm sure they would have put him on a bowl game or two, and you know, let him work a little bit. But he decided that that was enough, and he wanted to spend the time he had left with his family. Unfortunately, it was a short period of time. But it's sad. It was a sad thing to wake up to today. But Dick Enberg gone at 82. And for those of you who didn't have the opportunity to listen to him, go to YouTube. Pull up Dick Enberg. You'll hear some legendary calls. Pretty good stuff. Really was. He was just one of those guys. He's just one of those guys. I mean, it was sad this morning to wake up to that. Truly was. Truly was. Got a little caught in my throat. Unfortunately, off the field as well. And I found this. Tim Donahue. Yes, he of the point betting. Betting on NBA games when he was officiating. No conflict there. Got arrested in Manatee County down in Bradenton for allegedly threatening a man with a hammer. However, in this particular instance, he appeared at a house in Bradenton looking for a guy, looking for his 19-year-old daughter first, saying he believed she was using drugs with a friend at the home. He got into an argument with his daughter. The owner came out to see what was going on. Donahue grabbed the hammer and said if he came any closer, he was going to bounce him with it. You know, if my daughter was doing drugs with some scum, and I'll leave the other half out of there, hammer might be the least of his worries. Not justifying it. He didn't hit anybody. I'm just saying. So, he got arrested, $5,000 bond. He's got to go into court on January 19th. He's going to get probably get probation. You know, but again, if my daughter is hanging out with some douche and said douche is giving her drugs, yeah, we're going to have a come to Jesus meeting. And it ain't going to be pretty. I'm just saying. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. And another off-the-field thing, which this one's kind of interesting. Vince McMahon, I'm trying to figure out what direction this is going. Vince McMahon sells $100 million worth of WWE shares to help fund sports-focused company. Interesting. Could he be an investor in Charlotte? Maybe. The WWE is back on solid footing again. It was struggling a little bit. There are people who are just flat-out fans of it, who will always be fans of it. I'm not one of them. I'm not a wrestling dude. I mean, look, I know the names and everything else. That reminds me, I got to get back to Mark. You know, he founded a brand new company called Alpha Entertainment, I guess after Alpha Males, and back in September, and he sold off a chunk of his stock, $100 million worth. So, you know, what does this mean? Does he perhaps put an investor group together to target Charlotte? Maybe. Maybe. I mean, I don't see why not. You know, the last time he dived into professional football with the XFL, that didn't go so well. I mean, the concept wasn't so bad. They were just a little bit ahead of their time as far as the on-the-field interviews and having a camera follow everybody around literally in their face. In today's social media, it probably would have done better. But they lost about 40 mil thereabouts. And the only thing that came out of it where that anybody remembers is Rod Smart with the He Hate Me name. And, you know, like I said, didn't really go far. I just have a feeling, however, that Vince would have a hard time cracking the good old boys club although perhaps they would be more welcoming, see Mark Cuban, about letting people in if they want in. Because I'm going to stand by what I said a while ago. I mean, Jerry Richardson is selling for different reasons, but I have a feeling that as we go forward here and some of these older owners decide that they want to get out if they're not handing it down to their families, they're going to find that perhaps things aren't as open to them as they once were as far as making cash. I mean, Jerry's putting it up for a lot of money, Richardson, that is. I want to see what that sale price is, because I think the value of the league is starting to go down and people aren't going to be so willing to spend their money. Let's tap out right there, speaking of like mixed martial arts stuff, and we will be right back after this short time out. I'm Bob Black. You're not. Don't go anywhere.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for a simple rate as low as $19.99 a month. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For as low as $19.99 a month with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
Call 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. Call now. That's 800-587-4281.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
Well, there we go. Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. Nice. That's good. You mix up some Christmas stuff in there if we got it. I don't know if we have it. But that's all right. Either way. You're back with The Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free. It's free. It's for Lee. It's a beautiful thing. You know, look, it's Your mattress covers. Oh, okay. I've said this, and I've said this a number of times. The NFL is committing suicide, and there is a whole lot of reasons why. And we've discussed them at length. But as I said, when we have these opportunities to sell the franchises, right? You now have people who have been in the league for a long time, the Robert Krafts of the world, the Maris, the Tishes, the Rooneys, Jerry. Jerry's been around a long time now, you know, that, and Jerry will never sell. That'll get handed to his kid. But the thing is that it when you have that much money invested, and for the old school owners, believe it or not, it's not as much as you would think. I mean, they're an entity that's worth something right now. But obviously, when you're talking about when the Rooneys and the Maras and the, brought in, and you know, you're talking like $1,000 for the franchise or whatever the number was. I don't really care. But it was virtually no money. Certainly no money today. It's something I could afford to buy. But the thing is that as the league has increased exponentially in its popularity, and the TV money has increased, and the stadium fees and the parking fees and everything else it costs to go to a ball game, it's all well and good. But with everything else that's going on off the field, it's turned into, I don't want to say shaky financially, because I think the market will always be there for football. But what's going to be sold for $2 billion is perhaps not going to get the price that they're looking for. And I think, honestly, that once the market is set, reset again, I think some of these NFL owners are going to start exploring and start looking at perhaps getting rid of their franchises. And Not bueno. They're going to find out that it's not as valuable as they think. I mean, all the franchises right now are worth over $1 billion, according to Forbes. But it doesn't mean that that's going to be the selling price. Now, am I saying that these guys aren't going to make their money back? Oh, hell no. They're going to make their money back and then some. But the next group of people that come in, I think will be buying for less. You know? Now, understand, the Bills were the last franchise sold. And they were sold for $1.4 billion to the Pakulas up in Buffalo. Now, you know, quite frankly, with the television market up there and the fact that it's a cold weather place, and they do have their stadium, which is good. Fans are passionate, but, you know, again, it's a depressed area financially. $1.4 billion is a pretty good bar. The Panthers are valued at $2.3 billion. I must say, and Adam Schefter is talking about the fact that they believe that the team will be sold for $2.5. I will be surprised. You know, Adam knows a hell of a lot more than me. He's connected a hell of a lot more than I am. I will be surprised. Or let me put it this way. If they do sell that team for $2.5 billion, I think whoever buys it will immediately see the value of the franchise decrease. Now, understand something. Even at that, right? Richardson and his group that came in, Jerry Richardson and his group. Now, this franchise was founded in 1995, and the city of Charlotte has embraced Panther football. They got the franchise for $206 million, which included their expansion fee. Now, I love the way they put this in the ESPN article. You know, the league has faced some challenges. Oh, really? You think? Ratings are down. We see empty but mostly sold seats. Way to try to justify it. And I'm sorry, Kevin Seifert, this is a bad article. Now, granted, your dad was, you know, a legendary coach, but sorry. Sorry, you're not even given a surface to what's going on in the National Football League. You know, Richardson still is he's the majority owner. In fact, he owns 48%. The other 52% is broken up into 12 investors who have never gotten together to remove him as the primary owner, you know, whatever the circumstances are. The Belkin, the Bissell family, you know them through industry. Erskine Bowles, who used to shill for Bill Clinton. And, you know, none of these owners have said they're going to step up and buy the franchise. As a matter of fact, 100% of the franchise is up for sale. And I think that's a key thing that's being overlooked, is that, you know, the other 52%, if Jerry put his share up, his 48%, okay, so theoretically someone could come in and buy it for $1.25 billion. If they wanted to do that, it could be among the 12 other owners or another group or whatever the circumstances are. And they could go in that direction. But the fact that the other 52% of the team is up for sale as well, I think makes a pretty bold statement about the people that are involved in the franchise. And for the money that they put up, they're looking to get out. Because I think, and these are smart people, business people, lawyers. You know, Erskine Bowles was a famous lawyer and chief of staff under Bill LaGroper. And, you know, they're smart people. And I think they see the same thing coming down the pike that I am seeing. And that is the devaluation of the league. Again, it's going to take time. But I don't know that it's going to take as much time as people think. And I like I said, they may get their price. I will see. I think you're going to see maybe less than what they're estimating at. Maybe not this time around. But I think this is going to be the benchmark going forward. Because, you know, let's be honest about it. Charlotte, where they are, it's not a huge TV market. Up until the national anthem debacle started, people were still coming out and filling the seats. And the great majority of the seats in their stadium are sold. People just aren't showing up. But it's not like you're talking about the Los Angeles Rams or the New York Giants or the New York Jets or the New England Patriots or the Dallas Cowboys as far as market size or current value. So it you know, if you're looking at this and you're saying to yourself, you know, and I know this is dry stuff, believe me, but if you're looking at it and you're saying to yourself, if they can get that much money for the Panthers, in Charlotte, then what's going to be available? You know, what happens when somebody else decides that they want to get out? What happens if Pat Bowles decides in Denver all of a sudden he wants to get out? Ain't nobody more passionate about football than Denver fans, unless it's Kansas City fans. I don't know. I think it's going to be an interesting story to keep an eye on, because I do believe that down the line, dollar and cents, it's going to start going in the other direction. I truly believe that. We'll see. We'll see who gets involved. Let's tap out right there. When we come back, more fun. We'll get on the field and on the courts going forward. I'm Bob Black. Take it easy.
The Lodge at Tiburon is steps from the ferry docks and nestled among Tiburon's upscale boutiques, charming cafes, and unique galleries. Dine at the award-winning Tiburon Tavern, serving innovative dishes prepared with ingredients grown in our very own gardens, starting from $199 a night. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon and create long-lasting memories. For reservations, call 1-877-614-6068. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon or go to lodgeattiburon.com.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host that can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570. PoolDog.com is the best place to buy billiard supplies online. In addition to having the guaranteed lowest prices and the largest selection of pool cues and accessories in the industry, PoolDog also provides unsurpassed customer service with free shipping on orders over $99, including the APOs, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee. It's easy to test out some new equipment, and be sure to use the code SPORTS at checkout for a 5% discount on your order. For a free catalog, head to PoolDog.com. That's PoolDog.com.
Jingle bells, right? Is that Jingle Bells or Holy Night? Ah, I forget. I always get them confused. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. So like I said, keep an eye on it. You know, somebody's going to try to get an early Christmas gift or a late Christmas gift, as the case may be. But, you know, everybody's bailing. Like I said, had it just been Jerry selling his share, I would say to myself, you know, fine. I still have my belief in what's going to happen, but, you know, whether or not it goes down that way remains to be seen. But the reality is that I think there's going to be a lot of people who are going to be looking to bail out. I really do. We'll see. We'll see. I have to talk about this game because it yesterday. I'm going to bounce a little bit because hour two will be mostly NFL, but we're going to talk a little basketball here first. In case you're not paying attention to the NBA, and most people don't until they're at Christmas, which is a couple of days, and they got all the big Christmas games going on and everything else. There's some interesting things going on in the National Basketball Association, and most of them involve teams that, quite frankly, were not expected to do much of anything. And we're all, we're past the opening month of the sky is falling. The Cavaliers aren't going to be any good. They're 24-9, in case you aren't paying attention. The Sixers can't play basketball. They're interesting because they're struggling a little bit right now. The Celtics are not going to be Showtime immediately. The Lakers are not going to be Showtime immediately because of the fact that, it takes a little while for young players to grow. But the sky is not falling again. Lonzo Ball is going to be a damn solid player in this league and maybe even a star if he figures out his shot a little bit. But he's already pretty darn good. He just struggles at certain aspects of his game. For crying out loud, he's a year out of college. Give him a break. The Celtics absorbed the hit of Gordon Hayward, went out and had a streak like nobody's business. They're playing really good basketball, and oop, tap on the brakes because they've hit a little bit of wall recently. And oh, by the way, the Bulls are screwing up the narrative. Now, look, they're still going to be in the lottery, okay? And they're going to get another really good player. And they may even end up with the number one overall draft pick, although with the way that the Nets are playing, Cleveland could end up with the number one overall draft pick. But here's the deal. It takes time sometimes for young players to evolve. All right? But the Bulls, all of a sudden, their younger players are starting to mesh under the mayor, who was on the thinnest of thin ice last year, and now is going to be in consideration for Coach of the Year if this team continues to play like this. The only teams that are beating the Bulls right now after their horrific start, and man, it was bad, are the NBA elite. And even with them, they're going neck and neck. Last night, Cleveland beat Chicago 115-112 in Cleveland. In a game that was basically decided by 2 points in the first quarter and a point in the third quarter. Tooth and nail, hammer and tongue. And as I said, a guy who it looks like I'm going to be 100% wrong about, Lauri Markkanen, still in the evolutionary phase. 7 foot, 230 pounds, Dirk Light or Kristaps Light. He may even end up being better than Kristaps. Who knows? If last night's game with Kristaps was any indication, which it isn't. But he's 15 points and 8 boards right now. He's way more athletic than I thought he was going to be. He certainly worked at it in the offseason. And as he gets stronger at his size with the ability to hit the outside shot and get up and down the court, they got a real deal threat there. And again, this is why general managers get paid major bucks and I get byline money. He's averaging 30 minutes a game. So they're trying to make sure he doesn't wear down for that 14.5 points. Get that up to 40 minutes a game, which isn't going to happen this year. But maybe at some point it does. And he's a 20-point-a-game scorer. Now, as he refines his offense, it becomes more efficient. He'll be even better. But here's the thing, right? Now, understand, and Hoiberg has not been afraid to use his guys. Denzel Valentine, who they've been waiting on for a few years now, you know, he's in his second year. Is he ever going to be great? No, probably not. But he'll end up being a role player somewhere in this league. He's starting to evolve a little bit. He's up to 10 points a game. Last year, he barely played. He was in so far over his head. Chris Dunn is something interesting to keep an eye on because right now the shot isn't there. And again, another second-year guy that Minnesota gave up on quickly. But he's shooting overall about 45%. To be precise, 44.7. Not quite good enough. All right? Now, you know, he doesn't have to get it up to 50%. That would be nice. But for guards, that's virtually impossible. But if he can raise it up above 45%, he's averaging 5.6 assists. Now, understand something. He didn't start the year as their starting point guard. Okay, it was Jerry and Grant and a number of people. But since he's gotten the helm, the assist totals against Cleveland, 14. In the previous 10 games, he was averaging 7.7 assists. You know, Orlando, 7. Philly, 6. And that's with Ben Simmons on him. Milwaukee, 7. Utah, 8. Where he outplayed Ricky. You know, so these are really good numbers. And there's been some scoring in there, too. You know, the game against Philadelphia, he scored 22 points. He's kind of Rajon Rondo, just not quite as good yet. But he's got potential. You know, here's a kid that stayed home, went to Providence, came into the league, was completely overwhelmed. You know, and then the rest of the guys, Holiday's getting an opportunity. Justin Holiday, not Giroux. After he showed with the Knicks that he belonged in the league. Now, is he better served as a role player? Hell yes. And as they go forward, you know, they'll get some guy out of college who can shoot lights out who will probably replace him. But he handles the ball. Because he dishes as well. He plays really good defense. And he's a nice part. And then you take it to their bench where, you know, when you look up front for them, with Markkanen, Denzel Valentine, Bobby Portis, and his sparring partner, Mirotić. Portis would be Ali, and Mirotić would be the punching bag. These guys are really serving a purpose off the bench. Now, I've been a Bobby Portis believer since he came out of college. I just didn't feel he got very good coaching in college, and I felt he was going to be much better in the pros. Well, he's kind of been supplanted by Lauri Markkanen, but it doesn't mean that he doesn't contribute because he's getting his minutes because of the fact they want to restrict Markkanen to somewhere about 30 a game. Down the line, is he a piece of this team? I don't know. But he certainly has proved he can play in this league. And in the time that he's averaging, which, you know, is roughly about 20 minutes a game, he's 12.5 points and 7 boards. Well, okay, that'll get you on a lot of NBA rosters and get you real time. And Mirotić's been playing out of his mind. He's been scoring, you know, averaging 18 points a game, 19 points a game over the last couple of weeks. He had a 29-pointer against Utah, 22 against Milwaukee, 22 against Philly, and he tailed off the last couple of games. But, you know, again, now can he shoot like this forever? Probably not. But, I mean, his mark is being able to shoot. His third year in the league, starting to come around. You know, they're playing some good basketball right now. And again, they lost the game last night. I get that. All right, but they lost to the Cleveland bleeping Cavaliers. Love with 27, LeBron with 34. And oh, by the way, even though the sky is falling, Cleveland settled down and figured it out. All right, relax. You still got Jose Calderon in your starting lineup, so chill. But Tristan's back, and he's playing off the bench. Korver's giving him some quality minutes. Dwayne's giving him quality minutes off the bench. Jeff Green has revived his career in Cleveland. You know, they're good. They're real good. They're still the best team in the East. That would be, LeBron. God, I hate experts. I really do. Anybody who's designated as an expert is not. Seriously. Just because you played the game doesn't mean you're particularly good at analyzing it. Raptors beat the 76ers. Relax, Philly fans. It's going to be okay. They're sorting it out. Everybody in the lineup scored in double figures. Everybody. Embiid didn't play. You know, he'll be back on Christmas. When he's in the lineup, they win. When he's not, they lose. You know, okay, simple as that. Sarek's a very solid player. Covington is a very good backup. And Ben Simmons, you know, everybody's given the rookie of the year to already, but okay, not so fast. See Kyle Kuzma. They're a good team. You know, J.J. Redick's out right now, which people are forgetting about that a little bit. That's that consistent outside threat. So, and again, relax. They're 14-17. I'm telling you, once the calendar turns in the new year, you're going to be dealing with a 76er team that's going to put a serious hurt on a lot of teams. You know. On the other side, I want to talk a little bottom feeders, because I'm going to save the Knicks and the Celtics for the first big segment up top in hour two. But even the bottom feeders, like I said, the NBA, if you ain't paying attention, you're missing something really special, because there's a lot of talent in that league. A lot of talent. We'll be right back.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But The Secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now.
800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You're back with the Attack, Bob Black. Senator Roberto. Christmas time, yeah. Well, there's going to be a bunch of games on Christmas Day, and we'll talk about that in the next segment. Because in the NFL, I'm just going to kind of breeze through it and set you up for the weekend with the important games. However, in the NBA, you know, there's some pretty good matchups going on Christmas Day. But as I said, Philly fans, 76er fans, take it easy, you know. Trust me, you'll get there. And, you know, you may not like the way that Okafor is being handled. But honestly, you have to look at it long term, big picture. You really do. You know, the kid, and I'm sorry, I said Okafor, Embiid. I always screw them up. He when he's in the game, he is as dominant as there is. There's just no getting around it. And believe me when I tell you, he's that good. All right. No, you know, those of you who watch, you know that. They've lost four in a row. He's been out all four games. Well, three of them. He did the 49-minute version and scored 34 points, and he's been down since then. So, you know, again, they can't stop him when he's in the lineup. He'll be in the lineup more in the second half of the year than the first half of the year. They just have to be careful. And this isn't his legs. This is his back. You know, it tightened up on him. But believe me when I tell you, he's Hakeem Olajuwon, and maybe then some. You can't stop the kid, all right? So, chill. Go to the top, do some news. Not all of it's bad for a change. And we go from there in the second half.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Mixed messages from Australian authorities. They now say the man accused of driving an SUV into a crowd of pedestrians this week in Melbourne blames the mistreatment of Muslims for his activities. Police are calling the incident a deliberate act, but so far say they have not found any terror-related links to the incident. The man's described as an Australian citizen of Afghan descent with a history of mental health issues.
We have very serious concerns about the
continuing resolution that is on the floor.
Despite that sentiment expressed by Democratic leader in the House, Nancy Pelosi, yesterday, the House and Senate have approved a short-term spending bill that will keep the federal government running until at least January 19th.
We're restoring the arsenal of democracy.
Vice President Mike Pence there during an unannounced pre-Christmas visit with U.S. troops in Afghanistan yesterday. And this is USA Radio News.
Ah, the sounds of the holidays. But when you have a million things to do, they can sound much different. So Staples is here to make all those sounds merry sounds. With great deals on laptops, tech accessories like keyboards, earbuds, and modems. The latest modems. Staples has great prices on just the right tech solutions all season long. Staples, more holiday fun, less holiday hassles.
GEICO presents unhelpful home improvement how-tos.
Overhanging trees present a real danger. During high winds, falling branches can damage roofs and windows. So today, I'll show you how to protect your home by wrapping it in bubble packaging. All you need is a staple gun and 142,000 feet of bubble packaging. Let's get started.
You could try to protect your home with bubble packaging, or you could get covered for personal property damage through the GEICO Insurance Agency. Call GEICO and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
Millions of Americans won't have to settle for dreaming of a white Christmas because a winter storm is spreading one from the central Rockies across the plains and Midwest and today into the Northeast. A storm that's expected to make holiday travel a challenge. Winter weather advisories and storm warnings are out from the Rockies to New England. And of course, that weather could be a big issue for the record number of Americans who are expected to travel over the holiday period, including these folks trying to fly out of airports in New York.
So far, so good, but look at that line over there. It looks like it's going to be difficult.
Yeah, we're pretty good at getting ready early and leaving early, so, and especially with the holiday, we thought we better do so.
Southern California's monstrous Thomas Fire is now 65% contained as crews stood up to what fire bosses call a significant wind event last night, limiting the growth of the fire to just 600 more acres. The World of Sports Broadcasting mourning the loss of Hall of Fame broadcaster Dick Enberg. He died at his home in California yesterday at 82. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Some leaked emails revealing some disturbing conversations in the Miss America organization. Emails revealing discussions internally which ridiculed past winners' appearance, intelligence, and their sex lives. The Huffington Post is claiming that CEO Sam Haskell was at the center of these inappropriate criticisms. Dick Clark Productions has cut ties with that pageant, calling the emails appalling. Many more people than expected beat this year's federal deadline to sign up for Obamacare. Here's Mark Mayfield.
Officials say 8.8 million customers had enrolled in a plan on healthcare.gov by December the 15th. The strong demand surprised many analysts given the much shorter enrollment period and the virtual lack of any ad campaign. Nine state-run Obamacare marketplaces are still selling health plans for 2018. The final results won't be in until early February.
Experts warn North Korea could have a nuclear missile sometime in 2018. A researcher is saying at the rate North Korea has been going, it could test a missile loaded with a live nuclear weapon sometime soon, a device they would figure would be tested over the Pacific Ocean. And it's the last day to comment on possible higher entrance fees at some of America's most popular national parks. They could jump from $25 to $30 to $70. The National Park Service says they'd pay for improvements to roads and infrastructure. Critics say they could keep people from going to national parks. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance Ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. you'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
It's time for the most comprehensive sports talk show on the air, The Sports Attack. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
Yeah, that'd be me. Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto, The Sports Attack rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's affiliates all over the country. You know, we love to talk about them. They love us. We love them right back and all that kind of good stuff. However, you know, look, this is all about you these days. It's radio on the go. Media is changing each and every day. You see something new. There's something new available, which is a beautiful thing. I mean, truthfully, it is. And when you look at the whole concept of how you go about your listening day, most people only get us for about 20 minutes a day, 30 minutes tops. You're on your way to work. You're heading there. You know, it's all good. But when you settle in at your desk, if you're doing things the right way and you're doing your job, and you're not surfing porn sites and all the other crap that's out there on the internet, your boss will more than likely let you listen to some Sports Attack. And that's a good thing, because you can go right to our website, click on the Listen Live button, and we're right there. Keep the volume down. You know, let your next door cubicle person know, because they can listen to us too. But, you know, that's a good thing. It really is. And if you're not at work yet, or you're working from home, obviously you can do it there. But if you got your Android or your iPhone or your iWatch or your iPoppy or your tablet or your laptop, whatever the circumstances are, you know, just do it. Just do it. Download the show. Download the network, I should say, and click on the live, and away we go. Yeah, iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher. Really cool. Most important for us, holidays are right around the corner. It's the last time I'll have the chance to say it. They don't all go home for the holidays, people in service in the armed forces. Most of them don't. So if you see somebody during this holiday season, maybe they're doing a little shopping in the mall, walking around, looking at the tree in Rocky Center, give them a hearty thanks, okay? Because we're running away from it while they're running towards it. Let's tap out right there.
Celebrate the new year on a new floor at Lumber Liquidators year-end flooring clearance sale. Save big on over 200 floors. Get the lowest price of the year on our thickest water-resistant laminate and wood-look waterproof flooring. Get pre-finished hardwood up to 35% off, bamboo up to 33% off, and take an extra 15% off clearance in-store. Get more from 49 cents while supplies last, plus professional installation and special financing. Don't wait. Get to your local Lumber Liquidators today.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
Bulldog.com is the best place to buy billiard supplies online. In addition to having the guaranteed lowest prices and the largest selection of pool cues and accessories in the industry, Bulldog also provides unsurpassed customer service with free shipping on orders over $99, including to APOs, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee. And be sure to use the code SPORTS at checkout for a 5% discount on your order. Give them a call at 866-843-3249 and sign up for a free catalog or go to pooldog.com. That's pooldog.com.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Yeah, we be back. Welcome. This 21st of December, 2017. God. 22nd of December. That's right. Three more days. Thank God all my shopping's done. I don't want to get near a store. Went out yesterday. Got the turkey. Pearl onions, a little bit of cream spinach. Got my biscuits. I don't do the scratch biscuits. I'm not a very good baker. But I got the big fluffy biscuits. Pop up in the oven. And ribs. Yeah, I know. Ribs and turkey. Traditional Christmas dinner. No, my niece loves my barbecue ribs, so I'm going to make her some barbecue ribs for Christmas. And come over, we're going to have a little food, some Redskin mashed potatoes, and biscuits. She's doing dessert, already got the vino bought. Her boyfriend will be there too. We got a nice little quiet Christmas going. Talk to the family down in Florida, it'll be fun. It'll be fun. Good times. Rest of the NBA, you know, like I said, it you do need to be paying attention right now because it there's some really good and really interesting things going on. This segment we'll talk about the couple of the games that were played. Kristaps couldn't throw the ball in the ocean yesterday. He couldn't find water if he fell out of a boat yesterday, and yet the New York Knicks managed to win the basketball game against the Boston Celtics 102-93 to go to 17-14, which is about where they were last year before everything tanked. And it was just one of those nights. Porzingis coming back off the knee injury. He was sore, tried to play through it. He said the knee wasn't bothering him, but nothing, and I mean literally nothing, fell. Al Horford was on him for a good chunk of the game. Marcus Smart was on him for a good chunk of the game. And if you wonder why the Boston Celtics hold on to Marcus Smart, who also can't throw the ball in the ocean, this is why. He distributes, he rebounds, he makes the occasional shot, the very occasional shot, but he plays arguably the best defense in the National Basketball Association. When you're not afraid to put a guy who's 6'5" up against a guy who's 7'3", that means your guy knows how to play some serious hoops. Kyrie had a monster game, 32 points. Jason Tatum kind of has hit a little bit of a wall, but came alive for 17. Al Horford was focusing so much on defense with Kristaps that his offensive game got a little bit lost yesterday. And they didn't get much off the bench, which was also relevant in this game. Aaron Baines stunk last night. The star of the game was Michael Beasley, yet again. And once they get into the third quarter, and Kristaps played a pretty good chunk of the first half. But once they got into the third quarter, and he was 0 of 11 at that point in time, he made a free throw, finally. And they just sat him down. He just didn't have it last night. And I got to give Jeff Hornacek a lot of credit for that. He just did not have it. And rather than continue to try to make it forced, he went to Michael Beasley, who in 25 minutes scored 32 points. The guy is just, he is fearless. And people forget he was a number two overall pick. And as he's sitting right now and the rate he's going, he has a real good shot at being the sixth man of the year. And talk about completely resurrecting a career. They got contributions off the bench. Frankie from France chipping in with 8. Kyle O'Quinn, 7 boards, 8 points. Doug McDermott, 8 points. But Beasley with 32 once they put him in the second half and just let him run. And he was fearless. Because at the beginning of the third quarter, because the Knicks were up 44-40. At the beginning of the third quarter, it looked like Boston was going to take the game over and blow them out. And Jeff Hornacek finally saw enough. He got Beasley back on the floor. He had only had a couple minutes in the first half, and man, he was off to the races from that point. And the Celtics had absolutely no answer for him. None. It was tied at the end of 3, and the Knicks just blew him out in the fourth quarter. I mean, literally just pulled away. It wasn't really that close going down the stretch. They outscored him 34-25. I loved his answer yesterday when they were talking to him about, when did you know you had that hot hand? January 9th, 1989. That was the day he was born. I love him. I love the kid. I liked him coming out of college. You know, he had just had a preference for getting high than playing basketball. Now he's kind of reversed it. And Brad Stevens had a great response, too. You know, 68 all going into the fourth. Beasley outscored the Celtics 11-4 to start the quarter, and Boston never got close again. Brad Stevens got asked what changed for his team. He said Beasley made every shot. You know. Last time the Knicks played Boston, they got blown out. That was their 0-3 start. But they're 15-2 at home. Pretty good. And they're doing this without Tim Hardaway Jr. Because don't forget, they were starting to get into a pretty good stretch of figuring out the whole rotation. Hardaway Jr. was playing really, really well. And understand something. Beasley, who started out in this league as a small forward, is playing mostly against fives. And they can't handle him. He's too quick. So when they come back, when Hardaway Jr. comes back, they're going to have the option of going to the truly small lineup against some of these teams. And they're going to be able to create a little havoc. You know, don't forget, Michael Beasley is 28 years old. He's not some old, I can't get up and down the court anymore. He's literally in the prime of his career right now. Now, look, is he going to be a star? No. But he could always score. And he's committing to defense as well. You know. Knicks go to Detroit, who are up above them in the standings. You know, knocking Detroit off at home would be a nice little feather in the cap. So, we'll see. I think they're there on, are they Saturday night or tonight? No, they're tonight. They are tonight. So, that's going to be a rough go. A little bit of travel. But we'll see. Certainly, you know, considering that nobody is really taking it on for Detroit. I mean, Andre Drummond's playing really, really well. But after that really, really hot start, they've slowed up a little bit. Now, Monday Christmas games, like I said, I ain't going to be here. So we'll talk about it now. You got some nice matchups. You got the 76ers and the Knicks. So the process against the Unicorn in MSG. And Embiid's supposed to be back for that one. You got the Warriors and the Cavs out west. Everybody will be screaming when the Cavs lose. Oh, my God, it's the end of the world! Celtics and the Wizards, nice matchup. Rockets and the Thunder, which should be fun. OKC is actually playing some pretty good ball now. They're up over 500. And then two young teams that are putting it together, Timberwolves, who are sitting at 19-13 against the Lakers. And it'll be a good matchup. Karl Anthony Towns, Kyle Kuzma. Pretty cool all the way around. I love the NBA. Really do. Hope we get that thing done. It would really be impressive to be able to do that blog a couple days a week. My passion, the National Basketball Association. Short, white, with no moves. That's me. Let's tap out right there. We'll come back. NFL on the other side as we preview the week that will be.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for a simple rate as low as $19.99 a month. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For as low as $19.99 a month with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
Call 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. Call now. That's 800-587-4281.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
We'll be right back. It was somebody who was gone too soon. Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto. Like I said, NBA, plenty of really good matchups on Christmas Day. I'm not going to be able to see all of them, obviously. A little family thing going on. But, starting it off with the Knicks and the Sixers at noon will be a lot of fun. Two young guns. And I'll say this right now. Frankie from France got 11 minutes last night. I guarantee you he'll get more than that on Ben Simmons. It'll be a fun matchup. And expect Kristaps to rebound off of what happened. Again, Cleveland and the Warriors, let's see who's healthy and who isn't. You know, Warriors are down a number of people right now, and we'll see who's back and who isn't. I don't think Steph is going to play, but Draymond might, and we'll see where it goes from there. Celts and the Wiz. Celts are struggling right now. This is an opportunity right now because the Wizards are 17-14, so they're tied with Detroit and they're tied with the Knicks. And if you would have said that coming into the season, people would have laughed at you. But the reality is they're just having a hard time chemistry-wise, and it's not quite meshing for them. This would be a nice statement game for them up in Boston if they can take it to them, because they're going to have the stage to themselves. Don't forget, the NBA does the right thing on Christmas Day. Now, look, I don't think anybody should be working on Christmas Day, but if you're going to have sports, NFL does it on Thanksgiving, and the NBA does it on Christmas. They got some really nice matchups. They space it out. You know, Rockets and Thunder, does it have the intrigue that it might have had? Yeah, maybe not, but it looks like the Thunder is starting to get it right. And the T-Wolves and the Lakers, they're going to put the Lakers on TV as much as possible, even though they're not a very good team at this point in time. But they do have things to watch and enjoy. And from that aspect of it, you know, go watch a young basketball team that's going to be good in a couple of years, and watch a basketball team that's already good but trying to take the next step so they could be impact in the playoffs and the T-Wolves. And also keep an eye on how long and how many minutes Thibodeau is playing his starters, because I'll tell you, one of the criticisms of Tibbs has always been that he beats the hell out of his starters, and you know they got nothing left at the end of the year. Well, you know, if you want to look at his starters from the last game against Denver, which was a relatively close game, 8-point victory at the end against Denver, but Wiggins played 35, Towns played 38, Teague played 32, Butler played 35. He went 4 deep on the bench. Everybody got a little bit of time. But, you know, he's already logging significant minutes on this basketball team. Now, Wiggins and Towns are young guys. Taj, not so much. Jeff, not so much. And Jimmy Butler, not so much. I'm sure ideally he would love to cut those minutes down. Now, for whatever reason, Shabazz Muhammad be in the doghouse. They've been giving him no time. He is an instant offense kind of guy, so I'm a little bit surprised. I don't know if this rotation is going to stay this way the rest of the year. But Georgie's Deng got 21. You know, the rest of the guys, well, Jamal Crawford got 28. And certainly, when you got Jamal Crawford on your team, you're going to give him a lot of minutes. But, you know, again, we'll see. I'd like to see more of those guys in that 35-minute range than in a 38-minute range. So we'll see. He did a pretty good job with it against Denver. But going forward, and again, they're trying to establish an identity. Once they do, they're going to be pretty darn good. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. At Bob Black 71. At Sports Byline USA. we've got some games, a couple of Saturday games because the Thursday nights are done. Colts and the Ravens. Ravens still alive. And the Colts sitting at 3-11 with the potential to really bottom out. And should the Giants be stupid enough to win a football game, end up with the number two overall pick. Yeah. Wouldn't that be funny? There you are. You'd have to choose a quarterback or get, yeah, okay. Yeah. Ravens got something to play for here. They're at home. Dirty Birds are going to get it done. Again, relevant game. So, I just don't see Indianapolis and Jacoby Brissett being able to take care of this. All kidding aside, though, with that third pick. Now, Cleveland's going to go quarterback. It's just a question of which one. The question therein is with the Giants. And for some inexplicable reason, they haven't hired their general manager yet. I really wish they would get it done. So this guy can start working and start evaluating and putting together a game plan, including interviewing coaches, because that's the next step. They're going to have to bring in 100 people to interview as coaches. And to me, they need to be working on what direction that draft is going to go in. They've got to get a coach in place so they can talk about Eli's future. I mean, this is not rocket science here. Ownership has made it clear they want Eli around, but Eli might not want to be around. We'll see. What do they have in Davis Webb? As I said, play him the last two damn games. Come on. But not going to happen. So the Vikings, the other Saturday game, they go up to Green Bay where it's going to be cold and it's going to be nasty and it's going to be Aaron Rodgers-less. And he's on the IR. Brett Hundley's going to be on the field. Let's see if he can pick up where he left off, playing some pretty solid football. And the Packers will have a pretty good idea on what direction they want to go in the offseason. Because it's like I said, there are going to be buku quarterbacks in this draft. You may have up to six in the first round. Depending on who comes out, who doesn't come out. Sam Darnold comes out. You got him and Rosen right at the top. Jackson, Allen, Mason Rudolph, Baker Mayfield. There's going to be people available, and I guarantee you these teams that have aging quarterbacks are going to bring them all in for a workout and find out exactly who is where. So, Browns and the Bears on Sunday. Browns win their first game, go to 1-14. Telling you. I threw the jinx on him. I'm never going to be welcome in Cleveland. Not that that necessarily is a bad thing, but I will never be welcome in Cleveland, I promise you, after this season. Because as I said, I pick them every single week to win, and they never win. It's my fault. Not Sashi Brown's, Bob Black. Look, they're going to get a pretty good indication on who wants to play and who doesn't want to play. It'll be Kaiser against Mitchell. Bears are 4-10. He's played better. There's been no team since 2008. Detroit Lions that went 0-16. Christmas seems to be good to the Browns. Last year, their win was against the then San Diego Chargers. We'll see. I actually think they win this game. I really do. It's going to be in Soldier Field. I get that. But weather's going to be nasty. I think they can get up against Mitchell a little bit. You know, one area where Cleveland is in pretty good shape is with their running backs. And, you know, that's something they can address in this year's draft a little bit down the line. Maybe they go for Bryce Love. So they got a home run hitter in the second round. But Isaiah Crowell and Duke Johnson, you know, they're pretty good. Crowell's run for 788 yards. And Duke's got 61 catches out of the backfield. So, I mean, these are two guys that are probably on your roster going forward. And Josh Gordon's back, and he has 12 catches, 201 yards, and a touchdown since, you know, he came back four games ago. It'll be his fourth game. But all joking aside, we do keep an eye on these teams because of the fact that they're drafting high. I think Cleveland's going to squeak it out. I really do. And I'm not picking them just because of the I pick them thing. We'll be back right for this timeout. Don't go anywhere.
The Lodge at Tiburon is steps from the ferry docks and nestled among Tiburon's upscale boutiques, charming cafes, and unique galleries. Dine at the award-winning Tiburon Tavern, serving innovative dishes prepared with ingredients grown in our very own gardens, starting from $199 a night. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon and create long-lasting memories. For reservations, call 1-877-614-6068. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon or go to lodgeattiburon.com.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570. PoolDog.com is the best place to buy billiard supplies online. In addition to having the guaranteed lowest prices and the largest selection of pool cues and accessories in the industry, PoolDog also provides unsurpassed customer service with free shipping on orders over $99, including the APOs, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee. It's easy to test out some new equipment, and be sure to use the code SPORTS at checkout for a 5% discount on your order. For a free catalog, head to PoolDog.com. That's PoolDog.com.
You're back with the attack. Bob Black, Sports Attack rolls on. A little bit of Aerosmith. And like I said, I'm talking a little bit of Cleveland and Chicago. Yeah, I know it's not relevant for the playoffs, but I like it anyway. Credit, shout out to Andy Jennings, who is a cashier at Dunkin' Donuts. And made the point that the Browns are so clueless, they could not, the Bears are so clueless that they could not find a taco in Tijuana. Line of the day. You know? And David Swice, who laughed at his comment and said, stick to making donuts. Don't be nasty. Don't be nasty. Come on. He means it in good fun. And he, you know, I thought it was a great line, Andy. So, Browns are playing hard. I mean, that's the reason why Hugh Jackson's going to be employed next year. All right? So, get over it. Lions and Bengals. Lions got something to play for going into Cincinnati after denying it for a couple of days. Coach and management are parting ways for the Bengals at the end of the year. And Marvin Lewis will find employment somewhere. I mean, I quite frankly, I think he would be a terrific defensive coordinator for a young coach that's coming in. I don't think he'll go in that direction. He probably wants to go front office. And he is a pretty good judge of talent. He just is not a great head football coach. He's an okay head football coach. But, you know, for those of you who are just wishing him out in Cincinnati, and you're going to get your wish, obviously, don't forget, this team, the Bengals, were as bad as the Browns, damn near as bad, not quite, for a long time, and he made them relevant again. So, you know, don't forget that when they finish up. This is their last home game. Treat them nice. Rams and the Titans. Rams could put a nice little crunch on Tennessee, and I think they will. They're just a significantly better team. Part of it will depend on the weather. It's supposed to be 45 degrees and sunny. So I think the Rams will be okay. We'll find out. But Tennessee, just they're so overrated, I can't even begin to describe it, with a very overrated quarterback. And they're in danger of not making the playoffs, which is a real distinct possibility. They dropped to 500. They may be looking for a coach, too. There's going to be a lot of employment opportunities going forward. Dolphins and the Chefs. Dolphins are a weird freaking team. They really are. They're going to Kansas City. Kansas City has righted the ship. Won a couple in a row. You know? I mean, the Dolphins are 6-8. They're talking about the fact, well, they have no margin for error. Actually, they have no margin. You know? We'd be having a different conversation had they managed to beat the Buffalo Bills after beating New England Patriots. So, you know, and unfortunately for Jay Cutler, and it's been the epitome of his career, it just didn't work out. He did get hurt for a couple of games. Walked into a system that he was comfortable with, but not, you know, teammates that he knew or anything else. And they took a shot with him as to not throw in the towel in the season, and they lost. And you got to put a lot of that on Adam Gase. And an awful lot of it on the defense. Defense has given up 342 points. That's a lot of freaking points. So they can slam Cutler all they want. Fact is, they don't stop anybody. And as I said, Kansas City has righted the ship. But whether or not that stays in correction mode remains to be seen. We'll find out. Bills and the Patriots, this is it for the Bills. Going up north, take care of your business. And New England has something to play for. I mean, look, they're in. as of right now, everything is going through them. But theoretically, if they lose this football game, Jacksonville could end up as the number one seed. And who would have thunk that? Bills get New England Sunday and then Miami in the finale. You know, do they finish 9-7? More than likely. And they'll have a shot. They're in the second wild card position right now. 10-6, they're probably in. 9-7, we'll see. 8-8, ain't going to happen. You know, it all young coaches have to learn, but I'll tell you something. If they lose out by a game, and Buffalo ends up on the outside looking in, the Nathan Peterman experiment for a game will come back to haunt them, and he should be held accountable. And I mean that dead-ass serious. Look, Tyrod Taylor ain't going to be confused with Tom Brady anytime soon. But, you know, when you look at this team and what they were doing and how close they were, if they lose out by a game or a half game, you got to point right at the quarterback for screwing up. And I want to see him own up. I don't know what they're going to do at quarterback next year. They don't think Tyrod's the answer long term. I get it. He's 28 years old. He's in his seventh season in the league. He does not pass for a high enough completion percentage. And he's inconsistent. He is what he is, which is an okay quarterback. I don't think he's going to evolve into anything better. On a really good team, and I mean a really good team, he's the perfect backup. He wants to start, obviously so, and legitimately so. He's led this team for a couple of years now, and he deserves some respect. But I don't think you're going to a Super Bowl with him. And if you're looking to get there and you're Buffalo, you got to find another quarterback. You just do. He has an amazing offensive line. He has good weapons, not great weapons on the outside. And he's got Shady McCoy. Wide receiver is what they're going to address in the draft. Chances are pretty good James Washington's going to be playing up there. You know, but Charles Clay, Nick O'Leary, they're very solid. Their main wide receivers are hurt. Matthews, he'll be back. But he's probably better served as a two these days. You know, and we'll see how it plays out. Because they're going to have to get deeper at that position. But an important game, obviously. And a game, they win this game, they win against Miami, they're in. You know, they'll make it. No doubt in my mind. But 9-7 is going to be a lot tougher road. So take care of your business. Go up there, beat the Patriots. Falcons and the Saints. Again, Falcons, another team. Little margin for error. But in theory, they could still win their division. They're playing pretty well. They struggle. They struggle. They haven't been consistent offensively. New Orleans and Carolina are going to make it, but it's also the NFC South, let's be honest about it. It's the best division in football. But they're going to the Dome. Saints have something to play for. They're trying to play for best record. their win gets them in. Saints win, Carolina loses at home, they get the NFC South. Boom, done, over. Drew Brees has been playing great. You got two guys on the ground going to the Pro Bowl. And Matt Ryan's been turning the ball over. So we'll see. You know, it's the usual preview. Julio Jones, can they stop him? Can Atlanta's line, which is still smallish, stop the running attack? I don't think so. No. Atlanta's going to have to struggle to get in with that second wild card. We shall see. Chargers come east. Last week, it was tough. They needed to win that game. They shouldn't have won the game because they didn't play particularly well, but they needed to win that game. Chargers come east to face the Jets. It's going to be Bryce Petty inexplicably back there. So it tells you what's going to happen to Christian Hackenberg in the offseason. They're going to cut him loose. I can't believe they're not putting him in game situations and trying to see what he has. Chargers will come east. They'll win. They'll go to 8-7 and keep their hopes alive, but that's going to be pretty much it. Two also-rans, Broncos and the Redskins. We've talked about them in detail on what they need to do or potentially do or explore or whatever the circumstances are. A lot of their questions are going to get answered in the offseason. Vance Joseph will survive his first year in Denver, but Jay Gruden may not. So we'll find out. Buccaneers and the Panthers. I mean, the Buccaneers have nothing to play for, which is usually when Jameis Winston is at his best. Internal strife with the Carolinas, but I don't think it carries onto the field. I got to tell you, and I'll reinforce it yet again, I have been amazingly impressed with the way that Cam Newton has handled everything that's been going on in Carolina. Some leadership came out here. Well, we'll see whether or not it's the case when it's all said and done with Mr. Richardson. But Cam doesn't want it to spill into the locker room, and he's not going to let it because they went running to him right away, being an African-American quarterback, and he just flat out shut them down. And I was very impressed with what he did. Jags and the Niners, well, this one's intriguing. Jimmy G is playing some darn good football. And Blake Bortles has been the best quarterback in football for the month of December so far. Let's see if he spits the bit. Fournette should be back. I don't know if it's 100% or not, but they got enough of the backups to get it done. Let's see what Garoppolo does against this Jaguar defense. They're damn good. It's carried the team all years. Jaguars are in a position. They've already clinched the playoff berth. They're going for the big time here. Literally have the potential to be the number one seed throughout the playoffs. So, let's see. Big game. I'm going Jags, albeit with a little bit of a caveat.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wahl & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wahl has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wahl, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wahl has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to the Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But The Secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Yeah, wrapping it up here. First of all, happy Hanukkah to the people who celebrate that. Merry Christmas to everybody else, and enjoy your Christmas tree. And no, it's not a holiday tree. It's a Christmas tree. That would be like calling a menorah a candelabra. Just enjoy it. Be healthy. As much as you can spend time with your family, do it, because they're not around forever. And just really, really enjoy the holiday, and I'll be back the day after Christmas as we head towards the home stretch of 2018. As far as the rest of the NFL goes, Giants face the Cardinals. Steelers at the Texans. Just win, baby. Raiders at the Eagles. Raiders are 6-8. They're done. They're not going. Question now is whether or not Jack Del Rio keeps his job. And that's not going to be an easy task. Eagles are 12-2. Kevin Cobb looked fine. But we'll see. Keep him healthy. Keep him upright. Don't get the Matt McGloin curse. Seattle is the only relevant game left. They travel, well, halfway across the country to face the Cowboys. Cowboys playing fine. They get Zeke back. They got a chance here. If they win this game, which we're going to find out a lot about Seattle this Sunday. Let's put it that way. Because if this team packs it in, then you're going to see major house cleaning out of Seattle in the offseason. If they fight and they beat the Cowboys, Cowboys got a real shot to make the playoffs. Although they do finish up against the Eagles. Could be an interesting game. It's going to be an interesting game. I think they beat Seattle to go to 9-6. And then all on the line against the Eagles, because they'll still be eligible for the playoffs. We'll find out. Anyway, that's it. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah to everybody. Robert, Merry Christmas to you. Or Happy Hanukkah. I actually don't know which. And, thanks for everything that you do. I really appreciate it. For Robert DeCosa on the West Coast, I am Bob Black. Have a great day, everybody. Happy holidays.